Now, to start with, everyone's heard of black holes, but what actually are they?
So a black hole is formed when a star runs out of fuel and gravity just takes over. It pulls an entire star down to just a single point, and that point is so dense that not even light can escape from that region of space. So these are the densest objects that we know of in the universe.
Wow. And so why is it so important for people like yourselves to study black holes?
Black holes are very important throughout our universe. We see star-sized black holes through the Milky Way galaxy and elsewhere. At the center of every galaxy, there is a huge black hole, millions to billions of times the mass of our sun. They provide a very important feedback effect. So material falling into them, it gets hot. Some of it can be ejected away at very high speeds into the surroundings. It can even blow galaxy-sized bubbles into the surrounding universe if it comes from one of these supermassive black holes, as we call them, at the centers of galaxies. Those affect the structure of our very universe. As well as that, we want to know how stars end their lives. How do they form these black holes? We're all made of stardust, right? So every element inside our bodies except hydrogen and helium comes from having been synthesized inside stars. And so understanding how stars move through their lives and how they end their lives and the effect that they have, how do they recycle those elements so that they can form things, planets, and eventually us, that's important to us.
Wow. And so Cygnus X-1 is this supermassive black hole. So, I'm assuming it's one of these ones that sits at the center of the galaxy, being the biggest in our Milky Way. How long has it been known about for, and how do you go about this recent study measuring its mass and measuring its size?
So Cygnus X-1, it's a star-sized black hole. So it formed from the death of a star. It's not one of these supermassive ones that
right.
lurks at the centers of galaxies. So it's been known about, it was first discovered in the 1960s when they first put effectively Geiger counters up on balloons when they put them. That was the first X-ray astronomy that we'd ever done. In the 1970s, it was realized that this particular source, this bright X-ray source that they detected on those balloon flights, was likely to be a black hole. And there was a famous wager between Stephen Hawking, famous British scientist, and Kip Thorne, as to whether or not it really did host a black hole. In about the 1990s, the evidence was overwhelming, and so the bet was conceded that it did, in fact, contain a black hole. And since then, we've been trying to learn more about it and its effect on its surroundings. As to what it is, so this is a black hole. It's in orbit with a massive supergiant star, a very, very hot, very massive star. So this is about 20 times the size of our sun, about 40 times the mass of our sun. And that star powers a very powerful wind blown off its surface, just like the solar wind that comes off the sun, but much stronger. And some of the gas being blown off in that wind falls in towards the black hole, gets very hot. That's what emits the X-rays that we see. And that is how we're able to study the black hole, seeing the radiation given off as mass spirals in towards it. And as I said, as some gets ejected away in very powerful jets that we can see with our radio telescopes.
Wow. And so you've recently sort of found that it is bigger than first thought. What are the implications of this discovery? And, you know, how is this going to sort of lead us in astronomy in the future?
Yeah, so as I said, massive stars, they end their lives, they run out of fuel, and then they collapse. Basically, a star spends its life burning nuclear fuel to prop itself up against gravity. When it runs out of fuel, gravity takes over. It will collapse. Some stars just collapse directly into a black hole. Some explode in a bright supernova explosion, which leaves behind a remnant black hole or possibly a neutron star. So why this is important is that we thought that no matter how bright how massive a star started its life, our models suggested that in an area like the Milky Way galaxy, stars should lose enough mass in winds over their lifetime, these very massive stars, that you should not be able to make a black hole as massive as this one that we found. So this revision to the mass is forcing us to re-examine our models of how massive stars evolve, how much mass they're able to recycle out into their surroundings over their lifetimes. And so that's by re-examining these models, we can get a better understanding of how stars evolve, how they go through their lives, how they die, how they recycle these elements out into the surroundings, which, as I said before, can form eventually new stars, new planets, and even systems like ours.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that's so fascinating. And I mean, I can't even imagine the type of environment and what it feels like to discover these things and continually be working on these sorts of astronomical features. Truly amazing stuff. Professor Miller-Jones, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Great pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.